we're going to be talking a lot about Zibonelli throughout today, because it's kind of how we've linked with RX Radio as being the kind of the youngest sibling to Zibonelli FM. And I remember yesterday I was chatting to one of my friends about the show and telling them that we're talking all about Zibonelli, and this was at school. And one of the security guards was walking past and he heard me say Zibonelli FM, and he got very excited shouting out Zibonelli. So that was a really, really, really cool moment. So we've got Zweli in the studio,
yes.
Program manager at Zibonelli FM. And we've also got Talita. Hi, Talita.
Hi.
Because Zibonelli FM is not just, obviously you broadcast about 80% in Xhosa.
Yes.
And then also in English. So we've got, going to have both going in the interview today. So Zweli, welcome to RX Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Thanks, both of you.
So Zibonelli is the second community radio station in the country and the first in the Western Cape in terms of community radio stations. And how do you achieve this with the type of programming that you put out?
All right. Now, thanks a lot for that question. It is obviously not something easy. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it. But one of the cardinal things or the important things in our programming is that our programming comes through the community. It is the community that suggests programs to us through the Imbizos. They tell us what they want to hear, and we implement that. Obviously, we look into it. Is it possible? Is it feasible? And then thereafter, we go back to them and say, you know what? What you've suggested, we were able to implement and all that. And the support then of the community then after that is just amazing. We could not have done it without the community that we serve, the community which is Khayelitsha and the surrounding areas. So we're very proud to them for the support.
But really, donating our cool and get it is one.
Radio. I love the theater of the mind, playing with people's mind, talking to people and you're dealing with their minds. That is what, and it's therapeutic for me as well. It doesn't matter what day I've had, even if I had a day that was not so good, but the minute I get behind the mic, I forget about all the other things that have happened in my life and I'm in a happy space.
Gabs,
in the 1996 when I joined Zibonelli FM.
That's long.
That's long, right? Yeah, no, that's true. That's long. Remember, Zibonelli has been on air now. We got our first license in 1995, and we were the first community radio station in South Africa to be granted a license, having broadcasted illegally before as a pirate station from 1992-93, around there. So I met Gabs for the first time, and when I met him, I think it was in a meeting situation. We had meetings. At that time, we had more than 50 volunteers, just volunteers. We're 50. So we had this meeting, and obviously some of us were introduced to Gabs and the whole concept of Zibonelli FM. Now, Gabs is a person who came with the initial idea of having a community radio station. He's South African now, but then back then he came from Argentina.
Yeah,
and that is where community radio was already in existence. So he said, but and this was to help people in the community to get some help in terms of the diseases that are prevalent in the community. So and then they decided, hang on a minute, we're doing it with a loud hailer going around. But why don't we do it now with why don't we do it with the radio rather than loud hailers, So, and that's how the concept came around. So he was quite instrumental in assisting in that, and also being a doctor himself, he helped that. But I can tell you one thing about Gabs. When you talk to him, you don't feel as if you're talking to a doctor. He's not stiff, maintaining protocol and all that. And I think that's what made it easy for us to interact with him. And he's still like that even today. I've just met him, and he has not changed. He's still the same person. So we are very grateful for his contribution in the establishing of Zibonelli FM.
Awesome. And I think one of the things, obviously, we're talking about today is how RX Radio is kind of the younger sibling of Zibonelli FM. So now, what you've seen of RX Radio, what do you think of the project?
I tell you, this is amazing. I'm listening to the sound now, you know, and I feel like, wow, now this is great. Good work that you guys are doing here. And definitely the partnership that we're having will make sure that we work together going forward. But this is amazing. I must tell you, you might think this is small, but in our eyes, it is actually not. You've got a lot what many other stations don't even have. And even the sound and the way, the professionalism and the way you do things, it's just amazing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Zweli. And before I let you go, is there anything you'd like to add?
I would just like to say I'm happy to be here. The day belongs to you. We'll be here. We'll be looking out, you know, enjoying ourselves. That's why we came bright and early, you know. And I'm a morning person, so I like to do things when it's still nice and, you know, fresh in my mind. But siyabulela kakhulu ngokuba lapha. Sininqwenelela okuhle kakhulu. Yanga ningaqhubekeka. Sikhule isitishi. Sikhule sisebenzisana. We're hoping for the station to grow with the partnership with Zibonelli FM, and that's what we want.
And we know one of the things that we've been talking about is that some of the RX Radio shows are going to be syndicated for on Zibonelli FM.
Yes, we're looking into that and how we will do that. But obviously, we'll engage with the station management in terms of how best we can do that. But that's a project that we're working on. I haven't been, let me tell you something, I haven't been interviewed in a long time. I normally sit on the other side because I run the breakfast show as well for Zibonelli FM. So I normally sit on the other side and I'm the one who's asking the question today. But thank you, you made me feel, you know, easy about it.